Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Abner nearly spoiled a chance to buy a second-hand projection machine from the theater at the county seat. However, Lum was able to patch things up and finally made a deal for the machine and left early this morning for the county seat to pick it up. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking to Cedric.
Aye, doggies, there he comes, Cedric.
Mom?
It's Lum, back from the county seat. Mm. Looks like he got the moving picture machine, too. See him out there?
Oh, yes, Mom.
You better run out there and help him, Cedric. That thing looks heavy. Hurry up, now. Go on out and help him tote it in.
Yes, Mom, I'll help him.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll hold the door open for you. Doggies, that thing's bigger than I figured it'd be.
Can I help you, Mr. Lum?
Don't ask him. Go ahead and help him there. Cedric will help you, Lum.
Here, I'll take it, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, I wish you would, Cedric.
Yeah, come on now, Cedric. Bring it right in here. And, well, you can set it right over on the counter, I reckon.
Yes, Mom.
That's it, right over there now. Take it easy. That's our time, right down there.
Greenies, I never realized before how heavy one of them machines was.
Oh, I could tell that thing was heavy.
You sit down here a minute and rest up.
Yeah, sure. Sit down, Mom. Make yourself comfortable here. Look out, watch out the cat there in the chair, Mom.
Get out of there, Geraldine. Greenies, I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Well.
I had to walk halfway around town before I could find a strong enough box to carry it.
Yeah, careful there, Cedric. Now, don't go monkeying around with that machine. You're liable to break something.
Well, I just want to open up the box and look what's inside.
Well, just leave it alone now. Well,
let him go ahead and look at it, Abner. It can't hurt nothing.
Huh?
Maybe he can figure out how to run it.
Oh.
We're going to have somebody to operate that machine, you know.
Yeah, doggies, that's right. I never thought about that. Couldn't hardly run itself, I don't reckon.
Tell you what, Cedric, why don't you tote the whole thing out to the feed room and study it on it a while and see if you can catch on to how it works.
Yes, Mom, I'd love to do that. Boy.
Yeah, be careful with it, though, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'll be careful. Honest, I will.
And if you catch on to it good, why, we might give you a steady job in the picture show over there.
Would I get in free every night to see the picture show then?
Why, of course you would.
Free for nothing?
Yes, sir.
Boy.
You better get on back there now and start trying to work it out now.
Yes, Mom, I sure will. I can't stand here and hold this thing and talk to you much longer, no way.
Well, go on in, Cedric. Get back to the feed room. That's where you're supposed to take
it. Get in free for nothing every night. Wonderful world.
Oh, Lord, Cedric just tickled him to death.
Yeah, well, I figured he would be.
You reckon he can catch on to running a complicated machine like that, though, Lum?
Yeah, I think maybe he can. He's sort of slow at most things, but when it comes to figuring out machines, that boy's got a head on his shoulders.
Well, always has, huh?
Why, sure. He can take that car of his apart and put it back together again and blindfold it, I believe.
Yeah, he can do that. He's uncommonly good at that.
Of course, that's not what we want him to do right now.
No, he don't need to run no car to pitch a show. That won't help nothing.
No.
That machine's what he's got to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know why I even said that.
Yeah, don't tell him that. He'll bring that old car of his up there and try to start
it. I ain't going to say nothing to him about it.
Yeah, just be quiet.
You know, that boy might have just a natural-born mechanical's mind. That's what he might have.
Yeah, he might.
If he's got any mind at all.
Yeah, I know he's smarter at such as that than I am. I know that.
Well, to be right honest, I believe he's got it all over me, too.
He has, huh?
Yeah. I reckon we ought to get the machine out to the warehouse pretty soon so Eugene can start building a table for it to sit on.
A table?
Yeah, you see, the machine will be upstairs in that little room there that we're fixing clean at the back end of the building.
At the back end?
Yeah.
Doggies, old Eugene sure mixed up on that then, Lum.
Mixed up?
Yeah, he's building that room up in the front.
In the front?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
For goodness sakes, I might have known things would go wrong if I left town.
Well, he sure done it. I never knowed no better. I'd have stopped him, but I dropped in there this morning whilst I was making the delivers and sat around there and washed them for a while.
You done what?
Stood around there and washed them carpenter for a while. He's building that room there right up over the box office. That's where he's putting it.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's the back of the house.
The back?
Yeah, you see, when you get inside of a picture show that way, you go in the front, but when you get in, you're in the back of the house.
Well,
When you get inside of a show that way, the front starts being the back, and the back starts being the front.
That rat came up and shoot again, Lum. I don't believe I can't quite catch you there.
Well, you see, when you walk inside the front door, it's the front of the house. But when you're sitting on the back seat, they call that sitting in the back of the house.
You mean that you're going to turn the building around every time somebody goes inside of it?
No, no, no.
That's going to be awful expensive, Lum, getting wheels strong enough to hold up a whole big building like
that. Well, we ain't going to put no wheels under it.
Well, how are you going to turn it around then? I know I can't shove that thing around.
We ain't going to turn it around. Things just sort of change.
Doggy, I never had noticed that.
You see, when you come in the front door of a picture show and sit down, quick as you get inside, you always say you're sitting on the back seat.
If you sit down quick as you get inside, you ain't going to sit on no seat.
Well, I mean, if you sit on the first seat you come to.
Oh.
But you just come in the front, of course. Now, if you want to sit down in front, you've got to go clean to the back.
Well, I do know.
I mean, you're getting me mixed up.
Well, I must have been turned around them things and never noticed. I always sit on the front row if I can find a seat that ain't took, or find some young'un and let me hold him in his lap. All the time I've been sitting on the back and unbeknownst to myself.
Yeah, well, no, you wasn't. You sitting in front.
Well, now, how was I in front, Lum? He just now said I was sitting on the back.
Who was it you was holding in your lap?
Well, different ones. I've helped different young'uns.
Well, Mr. Lum, I got the machine out of the box, but I don't know what to do from there on.
Oh, well, good for you, Cedric. Well, just start right out running it then.
Well, I don't know how to do that, though, I don't think.
Oh, well, doggies, I don't know what to tell
just
you.
Just follow the instructions, Cedric. There's some instructions printed on something there. They'll tell you what to do, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, Cedric. Follow the instructions.
Yeah, well, I'll try that. Follow the instructions.
Yeah. Doggy, I hope he can figure that thing out.
Oh, he's bound to. Mechanical's mind like he's gotten on. He'll figure it out all right.
Yeah, let's see, where was we at now? Oh, yeah, I was sitting in the front row. Only I was actually in the back row, never noticed. That's a good one on me.
Just don't study on that no more, Abner. You're getting yourself mixed up, and me too.
Well, I must be, Lum.
Eugene's building the room at the right end of the building, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I hope so. Just hope I don't lose my directions in there and get lost. That's all I hope. I believe what I better do is just try to take a pocket full of breadcrumbs in there with me every time I go in that picture show.
Breadcrumbs?
Yeah, and then sprinkle them along the floor so as I can find my way out again. You ain't no trees there to knock or nothing.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, they done that in a story that I read one time.
Well, you don't have to blaze a trail every time you go to the picture show.
Well, I don't want to get lost, Lum. And this worked out good in this story I read. There was two young uns, and they was wandering around out in the woods, and they got lost, and then they seen their mama and a papa and a witch had come along.
I know the story. Don't tell it to me.
Wolf, too, I believe there was out there.
Yeah, I know the story.
And then they taking breadcrumbs and sprinkle them in the woods.
I know what they done. Now, forget that and help me study up whereabouts we're going to get some music for the show.
Some music?
Yeah. Can't put in a picture show without music.
You mean have a piano like they got in there at the county seat?
Yeah.
There's some more expense right there now, Lum. We go to buy a pioneer.
Are you sure you want me to follow them instructions?
Why, sure, Cedric. That's the only thing to do.
Yes, Ma. Well, say, can I get some soda?
Soda? Baking soda, you mean?
Yes, Mom. I reckon that's the kind of want.
Why, sure. There's some right there on that shelf right next to you. Take a block of that, Cedric.
Yes, Ma. I see it. Well, I'll go back and work on them instructions some more.
All right, Cedric. Reckon what he wants soda for.
Oh, his mama more than likely told him to get it.
Oh.
Don't forget to put it down on the booth.
No.
But now about this music we're going to have.
Well, Mama, what are we going to have to do about that? Just buy a piano?
Well, if we can't rent one summers, we'll have to. We can't get nobody to stand up there and sing.
Well, what do we have music for? They ain't going to dance or nothing in there.
No, but you've got to have music along with the picture.
Why?
If it's a sad picture, we'll play some sad music.
Oh.
And if the hero's about to catch the villain, why, we want to play something real fast and exciting.
We do, huh?
Oh, this ain't no little old small-time show we're running, you know.
Don't get that to run into money, though. We'll have to get somebody to play the pioneer, too.
Well, naturally. You don't expect it to play itself, do you?
Why, of course not. Huh? Hi, doggies, wait a minute. Maybe there's a hidey, Lum. Why couldn't we get one of them player pioneers like Grandpappy Spears has got?
Well, Granny, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
Fact is, we might rent that and offer him. I don't think
sure.
Him and Charity ever plays a thing.
Well, sure, that might be just what we're looking
for.
We'll have to get some new rolls of music for it, though.
Yeah.
He ain't got but three rolls that I ever heard him play. Dardanelli and Steamboat Bill and Jada.
Well, he's got the Star-Spangled Banner. I know he's always trying to stand up and pump them pedals at the same time while he plays it. I watched him do that lots of times.
Well, we'll want that. That'd be good patriotic thing to play at the show.
Yeah, but we'd have the folks standing up half the time, Mom. Of course, then we'd just need half as many seats, I reckon. I know that might
well,
be a
now,
pretty
I need some grease. You fellas got some grease?
How's that, Cedric?
I need some grease, and then I'll be all ready to start trying to figure out how to work the machine.
To figure it out? Ain't you figured that out yet?
No, Mom.
Well, what you been doing back there all this time?
Just following the instructions like you told me to. Come on back and see how I'm doing.
Dogus, maybe we better. Come on, Mom. Let's get back there.
Yeah, I don't know whether we got the right kind of grease for him to use or not.
Yeah, what kind of grease do you want, Cedric?
I don't know. The instructions don't say what kind.
Well, it more like it just means regular.
Oh, my goodness, Cedric, what are you doing there? Take that machine out of that pan of water.
Father, I land, Cedric.
And get it off the stove. What are you trying to do anyways? Ruin the machine? Help him get it out of there.
Yeah, come on, Cedric. Let's
but
get it out
of here. But the instructions said to do this.
They never said to boil it in water, I can tell you that.
Oh, well, this is soda water, though.
Soda water?
Yes, Mom. Just read the instructions for yourself. They're right on the box, sir.
What about?
Right there.
Oh, warning. Before using, boil in soda and water. Then grease thoroughly. Well, I do know Cedric's right, Mom.
Wait a minute. Look what else it says on that box.
Huh?
The Ajax Iron Skillet Company.
Iron Skillet?
Oh, that ain't the box the picture machine come in at all.